You are listening to Insert Question Here, the podcast from University Radio Nottingham, where I pose the answers to our panel and they guess the questions. It's that simple, or not, depends on how you think about it. Joining me on today's show is a girl who has vowed she will no longer speak to Ella. It's Hattie Hughes.
I didn't start it. It wasn't my fault. And if this was America, I would sue.
And also, it's the girl who's vowed she will not talk to Hattie. It's Ella Vidrinska.
David, could you please tell Hattie that I'm very hurt by what she said?
So let's...
And that Showtime is on 6 to 7 today.
Oh, for God's sake. And now we have to keep that in. So, your first answer on today's show, Spain.
What's the one place in Europe I don't want to go on holiday to?
What?
I have a bucket list. I want to do all the capital cities of Europe. Just Spain doesn't appeal.
Well,
Barcelona, though.
Freakily enough, this is about capital cities.
What is... Oh, wait, I always get... Oh, don't ask me about capital cities.
Cranberry! Spaghetti, capital.
No. To be precise, the answer is Spain's.
So it's going to be... Madrid is the capital city... Is which country's capital city?
Yeah, which country's capital city is Madrid?
I had to think. Was it Madrid or Barcelona?
I was going to say Barcelona.
Yeah, Barcelona is the capital of Catalonia, which is that region that wants to break away.
I spent
like
a long
Scotland.
Time in Catalonia's hospitals.
Oh, we need to find out more about that.
My grandma, actually. We were on holiday with her.
Did we really need to find out more?
Yeah. Yes. She fell over a step, broke her hip.
Okay, thank goodness it was nothing more serious.
It was quite serious.
Yeah, don't
yeah,
put
I'm
it
not
down,
knocking
David.
It.
She had to have an intense operation. She's 84 in a foreign country. Could have been touch and go, they said.
The grin on your face.
I'm just so happy almost... to be telling Saunders where to go.
Your next answer is in a jungle. I know the question is not where is the worst place to have an operation.
I was just going to say where is the jungle, but...
If only they'd gone for a more self-explanatory title.
It's another one of those multiple early. Choice questions, and the answers are at sea, in a snowstorm, or in a jungle.
Which is the least harmful to health? Although,
which is
leeches.
The warmest?
I think at sea, if you're on a boat.
No, seasickness. Quite a lot of people suffer from it.
But you'd get over it quite quickly.
Not necessarily. They say it takes up to 3 weeks to recover from seasickness.
What if you have jungle sickness?
You could have that.
What if nobody knows about jungle sickness, then you're the first person to have it, and you find out in the middle of a jungle, and you go, oh, I wish I was at sea or in a snowstorm.
Because everybody does that all the time. Oh, you know what? I say that all the time. I'm just walking around campus, and I think to myself, if only I was in a jungle right now, so I could determine whether or not I had jungle sickness.
Well, we need these. You're the scientist here. We need these commitments to
you're
science.
You're the official scientist. And thus is your designation for the rest of the show.
I wouldn't actually quote you on any fact relating to science, because as we found out, I'm quite... I would say blonde, but I feel like I'm stereotyping everybody...
Arts, I think, is the word you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm an art student.
Hello! Right here!
I mean, I'm an art student as well, so it's pot and kettle.
Yeah, but you're less of an art student, aren't you? I'm the...
No, I have an even sillier degree.
No, I did tell him that technically Harry Styles was also a linguist.
Well, I mean, everyone's a linguist.
We're back to not talking to each other now.
What a word.
In a jungle. Where would be a really bad place to try and hoover?
Yeah, I'm thinking...
Must be a nightmare to clean in the jungle.
Where do Pumbaa and Timon live in the Lion King one?
Do you mean Timon and Pumbaa?
That's the one. where I used to work, there was a girl called Simone, and I always used to say, has no one made the Pumbaa joke? And as a result, it's now Simone and Pumbaa.
Can I just, I mean, as funny as that, well, I made the same mistake the other day, and it's the only reason I corrected you is because I made exactly the same
mistake. I watched it like 2 weeks ago.
I just have an obsession with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick, so I don't feel I should weigh into this conversation, because I will just start quoting them.
You just... play just, the shows that you just play their song every oh no, actually you wouldn't, would you? That would be
no, we play
soundtrack.
The producers instead. They hosted the Tonys, and Matthew Broderick does this thing where he pretends like all the power's gone to his head, and he just insults everyone. He just goes, even the moon fears me,
And Ella's mic is faded down.
Well, that's rude.
Do you know what? I feel like that needs a dial tone, because I would have definitely hung up on that conversation.
And that's a sound effect that we will get on the next edition.
Great.
Of Insert Question.
I'm just going to go and cry.
So your question is still in the jungle.
Drink my drink.
I'm going to maintain it's ironic that given the question that good times is a nice and inappropriate category. Think of TV.
Where is I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here set?
I was thinking it would be a really bad place to get a signal. Like, guys, the aerial.
Broadgate Park.
No Wi-Fi.
And phone signal if I go into my kitchen or even the corridor. So that question was, of course, where do contestants in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here find themselves? Of course, the other correct answer is out of money and needing publicity.
Did you see the girl from Essex? Like, I think it was a year ago.
Not narrowing it down.
And she couldn't survive the helicopter. It, like, literally,
wow.
She couldn't get into the helicopter.
That's not even the start.
And then it tried to take off, and she just kind of threw herself out. It was the funniest thing.
I always feel like if I were going to go on I'm a Celebrity, why did they admit their actual fears? Like, who's stupid enough to think, oh, I'm terrified of spiders? If I tell these trustworthy-looking people, they won't do anything
with
spiders.
Yeah, but let's be fair. Even if I said, no, I'm not really arachnophobic, and I saw those big-ass Australian spiders...
I'm scared of all spiders, which is why I would make a big point of saying that I'm scared of heights, which I'm not scared of. Genius.
Yeah, but the heights they'd put you at, you'd still get vertigo, medical vertigo, in the same way that people who don't suffer arachnophobia when they've got that many spiders... will become a little bit afraid of spiders, especially in Australia where they're mostly poisonous.
You said vertigo.
Yeah.
At what point, what height would you say the majority of people get vertigo?
It's any height, vertigo. It's just above the ground.
So you're saying if I were to stand on this table...
You could medically get vertigo, which is the dizziness you get at heights, as opposed to acrophobia.
I feel like this is quite a big claim here, that... Everybody gets vertigo.
No. I said everybody can get vertigo.
In the way that everybody can drown in 2 inches of water, but it's unlikely they will.
Okay.
In the same way that everyone can die by breathing in too much oxygen.
As somebody...
I have done that. I haven't died.
Well, yeah. What was I going to say? Wow.
That's what I said. You know when you say...
That would be an impressive anecdote. Even by your standards.
It's like a Mallory Blackman book, isn't it?
You know when you start talking and then, like, you hear what's being said as you say it? That was that moment.
That's kind of radio.
Yeah.
I've had that feeling quite a lot, to be fair.
Well, I'm like, I'm...
Well, yeah, of course you have, Missy Harmony.
Oh, dear Lord. Let's not bring that up. Anyway, I was only arguing because as someone that's bungee jumped off the highest bungee bridge in the world,
wow.
I've not experienced vertigo, even though I have an extreme fear of heights.
Really?
Yeah.
So you didn't get any sort of dizziness standing at the top?
No, I just was terrified.
Mate, that's fair.
I like heights. They're cool. Next question.
Should have done it instead of me.
The best phobia is ibophobia. ibophobia. And it's the fear of palindromes. Someone had to come up with that.
It's like, I can't remember what it's called, but the fear of long words.
What, hippopotamonstrous squiller kaidodecaphobia or something like
something
that.
Something like that. It's brilliant.
There's the one about peanut butter being stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Yes, I've
That's
seen that one as well.
One. Yeah, there are some really
can't
weird phobias.
Can't remember the name for that.
It's the next question on the card.
The next, and it's nothing to do with fears, it's the yellow wedge for yesteryear, is bells. And it's another multiple choicer where you've got pigeons, spaghetti makers, or bells.
What do campanologists study?
Nope.
Well,
That second answer should give you a bit of a clue as to where we're going.
Wait, Italy. So I was kind of close?
No.
Oh.
What's if spaghetti's exactly? involved, it's going to be something to do with Italy.
It is something to do with Italy.
What is a bad thing to serve with tomato sauce?
I feel like we've reached an all-time low.
That
may
be the worst answer we've ever had.
I think that is the worst answer we've ever had.
What?
I think you deserve a bounty for that.
No.
Spaghetti, you would have with a tomato sauce. Pigeon, you could eat with
sauce. But the supposed answer was spaghetti makers, not spaghetti.
Oh. Ignore that. That was a really bad question. Shut up, me.
It's not tomato sauce, that's blood. Or is it not that kind of spaghetti?
Wow, maker? I'm not having pasta for lunch.
Yeah, sorry, item 7.
Really distracted by the guitar riff outside.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
Not quite sure what that's doing on a daytime show, but...
Can we have a clue?
Yeah, I need a clue too.
I mean, think... what do you think of when you think of Italy?
Rome.
Nope. Another city.
Florence.
Another city Pisa. That's nearby. Pisa. Yeah, I almost said pizza.
My mum has always been able to say Pisa until we went to Italy, and then for no reason she started saying the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
I think that's a deliberate slip.
It's not. She, like, all her life, she's, what, 51? All her life she's been able to say pizza, and now it's just it's got stuck in her head as pizza, and she can't change it.
Hmm. Yeah, what was the Leaning Tower of Pisa originally built for?
Pigeons.
Could have been pigeon flying.
Bells, really?
Yeah, it's a bell tower.
Oh.
Your next one for arts and crafts is blue, and there are 4 words in this question. And 3 of them are what colour are.
What is the myth that the sky is coloured?
Which ex-boy band represented us at Eurovision in 2012?
Don't Disblue.
They did pretty badly.
Seriously? Like...
It's only because one of the lead singers went on Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, I think it
Simon
was...
Simon Webb.
Yeah.
His Argentine tango was pretty impressive.
Okay, that sounds like such a bad innuendo.
Miss pop culture? Yeah, it does sound like it. It sounds very euphemistic.
Any band that had, like, no offence, Anthony, but any band that's got Anthony Costa in it isn't going to be that great.
And that's some shots fired. Yeah, so what colour are...
I don't actually know.
A clue that are rather than is, I suppose.
Oh, something that's blue. What the walls in this room... Breaking the
What's
barrier
that?
Of radio.
It's like a wedding thing. You've got to have something old, something new, and something blue. Is that right?
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue is, mm-hmm. I think, one of the traditions.
What colour are my shoes? Oh, they're not. Ignore me.
They're not. She's lying.
Well, that was crap.
What colour could eyes be?
It's Hattie's sombrero that she's wearing.
We're not going down the sombrero road again, are we? Not again.
A sombrero reference. Ooh, da, 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 da,
oh,
Topo
is Dancing in the Moonlight?
It is Dancing in the Moonlight.
Oh, could we put it on?
No.
Yes, please.
We've already had a music break on this podcast.
Well, we're going to edit it out. It's fine.
I'm doing the editing. Just get on with it. So what colour are...
Dolphins.
Fictional.
Is it going to be what colour is the sky? Because it's
imaginary
a
imaginary dolphins.
I think you're going to have to tell us.
Famous cartoon character.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Ooh, that's not cartoon.
Dennis the Menace is all I can think of. I'm like, he's not blue. The Smurfs!
Finally. What colour are Smurfs?
Have you watched the Smurf movie?
No.
It's actually surprisingly good.
John
Neil
Oliver's
Patrick
in
Harris
it,
is which in is it. Apparently.
Is he?
Apparently.
Oh. I know John Oliver's in it and he has like 3 lines and he took the mickey out of it constantly.
It's surprisingly good. I wouldn't recommend it, but if you have to watch it, then it's not painful that much. Honestly, I just want to go out and dance and then come back.
Wow!
I didn't talk through all of that because I'm like, it's the chorus. Right, go.
Your next one, trotters.
Trotters. What do pigs have instead of feet?
Yeah, what word beginning Boom. With T means the feet of a pig?
I thought I was going to get laughed at then.
You see, now
you
I
still
was...
might, but just not for that question.
I was hoping someone went with an Only Fools and Horses answer.
No, I'm not that old.
Wait, what? We've all seen Only Fools and Horses.
I have never seen Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, come on!
See, because I've referenced Blackadder and Aloha Low, and she hasn't known either of them. Yeah. So
to be fair,
what's
I've watched all of Blackadder, but I just don't ever admit it.
Have you seen at least some of the clips from Only Fools and Horses? The
no.
Batman and Robin scene?
Or no. The leaning on the bar?
Oh, that...
No.
Oh, We've got some YouTubing to do afterwards.
That's all of the next podcast, just us showing how
it's going to be like an overdose of only fools and horses.
Two clips. Also, that scene in Time on Our Hands with the watch and the auction house. And
can't remember that one.
The last episode.
I haven't seen.
Basically, they get rich.
Wow. Spoiler alert.
And finally, in Games and Leisure 2.
Sorry, I can't get over the spoiler thing because it's like in our English GCSE.
Oh my god. That means I have to leave the word spoilers in.
The front of the book. Of Mice and Men, someone like put in like giant permanent marker. Yeah,
that always happened. Of Mice and Men, Lord of the Flies, that happened as well.
I've never read Lord of the Flies.
FYI, would be such a better book if more people died. just saying. Blood Brothers, no one needed to mention it because the ending is revealed within the first line anyway.
What's the first line?
Do you ever hear the tale of the Johnson twins? It's like each other as two new pins of one womb born on the self same day, how one was kept, one given away. And do you never hear how a mother cried? Anyway, it tells that they both died. I can't remember the rest of it.
Well, everyone dies.
They both die. It's a traumatic event.
It was. I had to act it. That was traumatic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you use the word crumble?
No, I didn't say crumble.
Fuck's sake.
It's catching!
Mutating.
Now I have to put another Scouse apology at the beginning of this episode.
Right, next question. Let's do this, because I'm about to pass
two.
Out.
It's still two.
Two. What time does it feel like I got up this morning?
What time did I actually... No, I didn't go to sleep at two. It's three.
Well, I love this song.
Well, three is in the question.
You're going to have to say that again, because I just said
I thought
I love
it was
this.
Two.
I just said, yes. I love
this
song.
Oh, what comes after two?
No.
Oh, what comes after...
Guys, I've literally just talked over all of this.
Okay.
About a song that no one can hear.
What comes before three?
It's not that, but three is in the question.
Three minus one is what?
No.
I'm just saying.
Games and leisure.
Hopscotch.
No, but right kind of lines.
All words have gone from my head. Square root of four. One
no,
of the square root of four.
It's not a mathsy question.
Well, it should be. Can we change the question?
No.
I literally don't think we're going to get this.
Can you narrow it down slightly?
A sports day.
Oh, when they're counting down.
No.
Is that right?
Who gets a silver medal at sports? Not sports day.
Well, that would be second, not two, but fairs.
You don't get a medal at sports day.
How many people are required for a three-legged race?
That was very niche, I feel.
That's a very kid's question.
Well, it is. It's a niche of sports day.
But if you were given the question, you would know the answer.
Yeah, no, but we had to guess the question.
But Trivial Pursuit, when they were making these cards, didn't think about that.
I know, but
they should have done.
They'd be writing these questions and be like, ha! In years to come, someone will try and guess the question from this answer. They will never get it from this answer. That was how it went about.
What was with the accent?
I don't know.
Okay.
Why did they become all of a sudden evil and semi-German?
It wasn't semi-German.
It started to sound German.
I can do a German accent. Excellent.
Let's not. Let's not get involved.
I feel like
that.
I've been screwed over by that question.
I want a recount.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I was going to say you haven't really, because at the end of today's show, Hattie, you are today's winner.
Oh, no, we don't need a recount. We're good. We're good. To be fair, I think it was my epithet at the start. I think that really got it going for me. Quoting Wild Child.
And you win the opportunity to go off and have a schluff.
I'm really looking forward to my nap. I've got it all planned.
I need to go into town. I'm really jealous. I just want to sleep.
It's going to be so nice.
Why do you need to go into town?
I need to take some stuff back to Debenhams.
How much did they
pay
you? Did they pay you to name drop?
No.
Oh.
I do it for free.
You do a lot of things for free.
Whoa!
I didn't mean like that.
You mean like Showtime, 6 or 7 Sunday evenings?
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to make this reference.
You're listening to David Saunders.
On URM.
You see, I wasn't thinking that dirty, personally. So...
You've never listened to the show. It's all right, nor has anyone else.
I wasn't going to make the joke, but...
You kind of, like, led into it. I just had to go for the opportunity, didn't I? Like, when you have an opportunity like that, if you don't take it, you're just a loser.
And on that note, we'll end the show there. Thank you very much for listening in, and tune in next week for some more Insert Question Here.